Once again, I would like to apologize for whatever is now going to continue from this point onwards. I have no control, and quite frankly, I was quite happy to go to bed any point now, and now they're bullying me to do one of these. So I'll pass you over to the bastards who are doing this.
I like trains.
And I like hepatitis.
So we've gone from AIDS to hepatitis.
It's all about the STIs this evening.
Indeed.
That's what she... kids, it's not a joke.
I would just like to say, I like trains.
I'm guessing it's gone to me to say you found Lee Brown's dirty boxes.
Hang on. No, we'll do that. Ready? You found Lee Brown's dirty boxes.
So lovely, thank you. So, where have you been, James?
More alcohol.
No.
Where has he been?
Question is, yes, good observation there.
Thank you very much, I'll try my hardest.
Who, just to introduce, James Smith, James, is here, hello.
Right,
and we have a newfound friend, him, that one.
I'm called Alex, you may have heard from me earlier, by the way.
Yeah, he says AIDS doesn't exist, so basically, is it true?
Because they have enough drugs and shit, whatever, I don't know, maybe it's all made up, maybe it's all like, you know...
Alex, very interesting points, they can Google it, but James has disappeared. James, where have you been?
I'm here.
Where have you been?
Making out with various people.
Various people. Well, there was only one that you left with for a little walk.
Well, you see... The other one already has a partner, so we have to be quiet.
Okay, not for the recording, but for us here, can you indicate roughly where we're going with that?
I shan't.
No, come on, because we don't...
It's naughty.
What do you think about this, Alex?
Shameful and disapproving.
Is this because you're an evil, bitter, backstabbing ex?
That's true. I live in a cave and just generally judge you all.
I'm so glad we got to the bottom of that. So you wanted to do another audio boo. I was quite happy to snore. Why are we doing this?
Because I like trains.
Is that pretty much the main emphasis of this? If you were standing for some form of, I don't know, electoral type scenario, like Labour, maybe Lib Dem.
No, Lib Dem do not count. They're just conservatives.
/ conservative. Or maybe UKIP.
UKIP.
UKIP, they're around.
They just don't like Europe.
No, okay. So basically all these people,
yes.
There are many others.
Yes, the BNP.
They don't exist anymore. They're bankrupt.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Anyway, I did not know.
There we go. So I don't know. I come everywhere to no, hold on. I go everywhere to educate people. That's the way I wanted to say it. The other way sounded like something involving my loins.
You came everywhere and educated at the same time.
That's multitasking.
That's amazing.
So if you, that one, James, stood for anything in particular, an electoral type malarkey with a big rosette, what would you stand for?
Trains.
As he spits breadsticks all over me.
I believe that the Monster Raving Looting Party are the correct party, for they believe in the 99p coin, and I believe in the 99p coin as well.
Anyway, very quickly, Mummy Boy Joe is here. Hello.
Trains are amazing.
Thank you very much, Mummy Boy Joe. Mummy of Joe, he's a little poorly. I think he's had too many of the leader juices. What do you say, Joe?
He's had too many leader juices.
Thank you very much for that, for swallowing there before you started speaking. You're so kind. You are too kind.
I remember, kids, spit, don't swallow. It's only polite.
Says the resident homosexual. Well, there's so many. I'm surrounded by them at the moment. I'm just
true. We may or may not give you AIDS. It depends if it exists.
And on that bombshell, good night. I'm going home. Bye.
Bye, people. Thank you. Good night.
Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye. And he's swearing. Goodbye.